Today is Wednesday, March 13th. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite, with the aid of your Spirit, gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night to the music of the 10-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord! How profound your thoughts! Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him."
At the end of this day, I look back and recall that there were so many things vying for my attention, attempting to lull me into lies and slide me into sin. It has been said that Satan's number one tactic to take me off of God's course for my life is to offer deceptive ideas about who God is, who I am, and what the good life entails. As this day closes, it is important for me to remember that God is faithful and good, and that there is no wickedness in him. Father, even now, I ask that you would wash me free of the lies that have bombarded me this day. Open my eyes to the truth that you are who you say. I also ask that I would become more like you, that there would be increasingly less wickedness in me, but that instead I would give myself to follow after your way of life. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on this evening, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight.
The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him.
Because there is no wickedness in God, and because he is upright, I can hide myself away in him. God is my rock, the sturdy place to which I can return when the seas around me rage and storm. I am not overwhelmed or taken under by them, but I stand firmly, hiding in the rock of his love. God, I yield to these truths, that you are safe enough to hide me, to hold me, and to protect me. Teach me to trust and love you more and more each day. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone that I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.